All right, I'm back. And this could potentially be the last Earn Your Hunt podcast ever. Ah, wipe your tears, you fucking pussies. Oh, God. Actually, you're probably all out there cheering, I'm guessing. No, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to go with the podcast. I guess this last trip to Africa, I had absolutely no desire to do a podcast while I was there. Had no desire on the way home with the wife. We had 4 hours in the car ride home, and I just didn't want to do one. Not saying I'm going to give it up, but I may not do them as regular. I don't know. I guess if you like this podcast, and I've had plenty of people tell me they do, but maybe let me know. I don't know. The podcast hasn't really grown, which I didn't really give a shit, obviously. And it has, you know, everything to do with how I operate. I don't really do shit the way you're supposed to do it. Which I don't want to. Like, I'm not gonna fucking go out there and you know, I already do enough fucking whatever self-promotion on Instagram. Hey, look at me, look at me! Look at what I killed, look at this. I've done enough, but I probably didn't do what you're supposed to do to grow a podcast. And again, I didn't build this. I didn't make this podcast so that I could do that. It was just so I could put some thoughts somewhere. I don't know. You know, I've said it before. I have no intentions on being in the industry. No intentions on changing anything I'm doing. You know, I'm just, fuck the industry. And I know everybody says that, but, you know, I got a fucking peek behind the curtain, and holy fuck, it's like a goddamn middle school full of fucking women. it's just a fucking mess, and cutthroat, nobody gives a fuck about anybody. No, that's not true. That's not true, because I'm not saying that about all companies. There's plenty of companies that are doing it right, and they're awesome. But there's some shit out there that's just fucking fake ass fuck, and I don't want any part of it. So, anyways, I don't know. I'm certain I'm gonna keep this platform so that when I get some stupid thing happen to me, I can jump on and talk about it. But I don't know, necessarily plan on doing a weekly podcast. I guess if that makes you upset, fucking message me, and maybe if enough people say something, I'll jump on more. But I didn't expect this to be a popular podcast anyway. It actually got more people interested than I thought, but you know, I'm kind of an all-in or all-out kind of guy, so we'll see. I'm not saying I'm out for sure, but as you guys fucking don't really give a flying fuck anyway, Africa was fun. That's all I'm gonna say. You know, it's something you need to do. It was an amazing experience. Ugh, fuck. Sorry, there's a fire somewhere here. It's real smoky in town this morning. I got up at like 3 because I don't know. I've restarted this podcast a couple times, so I don't know if I already talked about this, but my internal clock's all fucked up. I'm on Africa time. I'm up at 3 a.m., wide awake. And anyway, there's a fire somewhere close because this... can't even fucking talk! God damn it, it pisses me off. So yeah, that's why I'm like struggling to say words. But no, Africa was a blast. Had a ball with the wife. It's something. I had so many people message me and ask, you know, what's a hunt like that cost? God damn it, people. Like, I get it. I get it. But it's expensive and it's cheap as fuck. How about that? You want the honest opinion? It is fucking expensive and cheap as fuck. Like, if you can go there, for one, right now is not the time to fly over there. It's fucking expensive to fly right now. Thank you, Joe Biden, you cunt. Everybody blames him, but it's kind of his fault, right? I mean, honestly, like, Trump was in, $1.98 gas, Biden's in, $5 gas. It's pretty fucking easy to see the correlation. But, anyways, so flights are not good, but they used to not be as bad. You know, I think you used to be able to fly over there for like a grand, $1,200, something like that. And if you're willing to shoot one fucking animal over there, it's god-awful fucking cheap. Unless you're like me and you want to shoot fucking everything and all the higher-end stuff. But even the higher-end stuff's like a couple grand. Like, it's not bad. It's, I mean, unless you get into the high-end stuff, which I dabbled in. You'll see later. I'm not going to talk about it. I might do a podcast later. It's not much of a story. It's fucking a vacation hunt. You're staying in a goddamn villa or like a resort type place. They cook your food. They make your bed. They fucking fluff your pillows. It's nice. I mean, it's nice. It's fucking beautiful. The animals are fairly laid back. But... you know, I sat mostly in a blind, did some spot and stalk for you fags that, oh, Jesus, he's getting canceled! I'm canceling myself, remember, I talked about it at the beginning of the podcast. I did a little spot and stalk, shot most of my shit over water, bait. I mean, they had some, they threw out some alfalfa, and I had a ball. God damn it, I had a ball. You know what, I do enough fucking hard hunting, sweating, freezing my dick off, sleeping in a tent. I'm okay with a gimme now and then. And don't get me wrong, some of the animals were fucking wired. And you still gotta make it fucking count with the shot and not fuck up the, you know, don't fucking spook the animals. I mean, goddamn, there's something to it. But it is a lot of fun. Got some trigger time in before season here. Spent some time with the wife away from the kids, which was much needed. We hadn't really done much, we hadn't been away for more than a night or two since our son was born. Fuck, maybe since our daughter was born, honestly. I don't know if we'd been away for more than a night together. Anyway, it doesn't matter. She had a ball. She shot fucking a ton of animals. We spent a mint. We spent a fucking mint. I'm not going to lie to you guys. But in the grand scheme of things, as far as shooting fucking a ton of animals here, especially if you went guided, we didn't spend anything. But yeah, we had fun. We had a that's all you need to know. Follow my Instagram, see what I shot, and leave me alone. Like, just research it. If you want to know where I went, because I believe that the place I went is the place to go, hit me up. I'll get you in touch with the guy. But other than that, like, just get their price list and figure out what you want to fucking do. Like, it's, I can't tell you how much I spent. It's a lot. But luckily,
man, fucking deer.
Yeah, I'm out scouting right now because I got up early. But where was I? The reason I can do that is because I work hard and,
do you, Jake? Do you work hard?
Yeah. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, I work goddamn hard and I've built a business, paid my shit off. And I built a fucking savings account that I didn't mind fucking dipping into. That's what I did. Alright? So that's what you should do. Or just go to the fucking bank, get a loan, and get after it. Alright, that's all I'm going to say for now anyway. I'm sure I'll bring up stories as I want to for Africa, but right now I'm out. It's time to get ready for antelope and deer. I'm out cruising. The sun's just coming up. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. And I'm going to check a few cameras and maybe set a stand or two. What the fuck is that? What in the hell? I don't know what that is, boys. I think it's a cat. First, I don't know. Why I got so excited about a goddamn cat, I don't know. But, all right, well, I guess if you never hear from me again, Godspeed. Don't worry, I'm back. I still haven't decided if I'm going to keep this podcast going, but I figured, what the hell, I got a few minutes. Up early again. I'm headed to do a little scouting. I've been scouting a bit lately. I'm getting pretty excited for season, as everybody is. Is it September yet? No! Season starts fucking August 20th. August 15th, if you're hunting antelope in a better state than Nebraska. Fuck Nebraska. Come on. You lose 5 days to most seasons. Fuck. I know Nevada and maybe New Mexico. I don't know. There's some seasons already going. It's fucking like the third. But I'm getting excited, as everybody is. Trying not to post that fucking,
21 days and I'll be in the mountains.
If you listen to this and you do that, I post plenty of stupid gay shit. Just ask my buddy Ryan. So, don't worry about it. I get it. I'm with you. I'm ready to be out there. Don't have a lot of mountain hunting lined up this year. I got a moose tag. I got a cow moose tag in Colorado. And I'll probably hunt OTC.
OTC, fucking public land. I'm a fucking public land warrior.
Probably hunt some OTC elk while I'm there. That'll probably just be a fucking donation to Colorado Game and Parks. Because I have to have the tag in my pocket just in case I run into one, but I won't have the time to stick around. It's going to be all a moose. I'm going to be trying to kill a moose and then fucking scurry on home and get after some other shit. But, you know, that's my only fucking hunt like that, I guess. I don't know.
That's my only real hunt. For you purists out there, my only fucking in the mountains public land hunt.
I don't even know if that's true. I don't even know. This year got out of hand. This year got out of fucking hand, boys. And I know what you're thinking. How could it get worse than every other year? Don't you worry, it did. My wife tells me it did. Actually, she rolls every time I talk to her about it. I'm sorry, sweetie. This year got out of hand. This year's crazy. She's every single time she's like, it's exactly like every year. So, and I say that every single year. So maybe it's just the way it works. And I know you're like, God damn it, you just spent a fucking $1 million in Africa. What are you doing? You got some kind of a fucking rich daddy? Huh? Boy? Where you getting your money? You selling that fucking reefer? Jake, did you just call it reefer? What the fuck is wrong with you? Are you fucking 90 years old? Yes. Yes, I am at heart. No, I got, I don't know, I've talked about it before, but I got this inner feeling. This is famous last words right here. I got this inner feeling that next year I'm not going to get to do a goddamn thing. I got, potentially I've got a giant soul-crushing job coming that I've bid and potentially, maybe, sorta, kinda got if they move forward. So, it's gonna be a lot, and it's gonna probably make it so I'm not gonna be able to do anything crazy next year. But after that, boys, Big Daddy's fucking going nuts. Going nuts! Sheep are in trouble. Let's just say that. I don't know. Hopefully I can get this contract and get something lined up for afterwards. And I know. What the fuck? Spending money you didn't make already. What if you... Yeah, fuck off. I'll dip into the savings. I've already talked about that. I don't give a fuck. Money is to be spent, right? My kids don't need to go to college. They just need to become fucking electricians.
Because we make too much fucking money. Never work. Never sweep. Just a bunch of fucking cunts.
Where was I? Alright, so I guess what I was talking about is I'm scouting and I'm excited. I'm excited. Well, I don't know. I've got a few decent deer on camera. I got one water hole set up that I thought was going to be money for antelope. So far, the antelope aren't real consistent on it. And the problem here in Nebraska is the number of antelope is fairly low and the number of water holes is fairly high. Even on a dry year like this, there's a lot of tanks, and it's hard to pin them down to one tank or water hole, I guess. I don't really like doing water holes, because unless there's like a definite one little spot that they're coming into. But anyway, I'll probably do a little sporting stalk. We'll see. I don't know. I really don't know. But this is the first year in a while that I'm going to have most of season. Or I call it most of season, the 20th through the 31st. Because once the first hits, it'll be September. Is it September yet? Not yet. But on the first, it'll be September. Oh, Jesus Christ, Jake. Where are you going with this? On the 1st of September, it'll be September. That's when it'll be September, boys. Just for you, everybody out there asking. That's when it is. God, why do you listen? Anyway, I'm going to go... Once the first hits, I'm hoping to have an antelope down. It may be a doe, it may be a small buck, it may be a giant buck. Whatever I can get my fucking hands on. Because that's who I am. And that's who I promote. I don't even know what that means. I'm hoping to get an antelope down early. But I got 12 days, which is nice. Or 11 days, whatever it is. And then I'll go... I'm actually going to hunt here. I think. I'm not sure. I'm going to go up and hunt with my buddy Ryan Rotier, obviously. For antelope and deer. But... I don't know. I'm kind of his on-call guy. Like, I just kind of come whenever it's handy for him. It makes it easy. So, for right now, I'm going to hunt antelope or deer here. Which I really, really want to try to kill one of these whitetails in velvet. That's like my goal right now. I've killed a couple mule deer in velvet. And so I'm hoping... I'm hoping to get lucky and maybe kill a whitetail in velvet. And then, obviously, right now I'm actually going scouting at my spot where I hunt mule deer in the sandhills. And I've actually got to look at some work for the guy. So I'm going to go look at that. Look. like I said, you got to keep them ranchers happy. So I'm going to go help look at that. And but I left early so I could set up a couple cameras. Just see what's going on out there. Just kind of see what's up. And then after that, I'm going to go. I actually got to run to Scott's Bluff, look at another job that we just signed a contract on and get a plan for this fall. We're going to get started on it. I know you don't give a fuck, but I'm just telling you that I am actually working today. So when you fucking douchebags think I'm out just wasting money, wasting my fucking, fuck, I don't know, my daddy's money, I guess. My dad's a fucking poor farmer, boys. Poor farmer. He's a hobby farmer / fucking retired carpet layer. All right? Yeah, you can't hide money. Okay? Oh, God. So, yeah, I'm out here. I'm going to this job. It's another HVAC job. I kind of like them. I kind of like these HVAC jobs. But this one's not going to start for a while. But I think we're going to get a head start on it. Because if that other job pops loose next spring, I am not going to have time to do fucking anything. But why I said that is on my way home from that, I'm going to drive by a spot that I got permission to hunt antelope on. I set up a camera on the water yesterday. There's quite a few antelope in this hayfield. And by that, I mean like fucking 15. Okay, that's a lot here. It's a big alfalfa field, and there's one water hole in the middle of it. And it's surrounded by a road. And there's the only other water hole is either on the other side of the road, which antelope really don't like crossing roads. I mean, they will, obviously. And then the other one is quite a ways away, and it's over a fence, which they don't like to jump fences. And the fence is like a hog wire bottom, so they can't really crawl under it. So I don't think they're hitting that water hole. I think, or that tank. And I think there's cows in that pasture, the other one. So I put a camera on it. I spooked the fuck out of it. I don't know. Them antelope were fucking... I don't know if these guys are shooting at them out of the fucking truck or tractor or what the fuck. But they were hauling ass. So I knew they weren't going to hit yesterday. But they had some deer hit it. But I know those tracks in the mud. They were smaller than deer. I mean, unless they're... I didn't even think I saw any deer tracks in there, honestly. But it just looked like a ton of little antelope tracks. But I think on the way home, I'm going to just gamble and go set up a blind at that water hole. It don't matter. Fuck it. I'll set it up. And if it doesn't, you know, if nothing but deer hit it, I'll fucking go grab it and pull it down. Again, I just want to have a couple blinds set up and kind of watch it for a while. And then, you know, if antelopes start hitting them, I'll sit them. If not, I'm going to keep scouting and I'll hunt. All sport and stalk. I'm going to do a little bit of everything. That's what I do. I am not... I do whatever's advantageous, as long as it's legal. It's stupid you even have to say that. As long as it's legal. Well, no shit, Sherlock, but goddamn it, anymore people are like, oh, this motherfucker. This motherfucker's a fucking... He's a poacher. Jesus, people are fucking dumb. But no, that's... Whatever. Like, I'm game for sitting water. I'm game for, you know, whatever is... I don't have to be out there fucking crawling around to make it a hunt. Like, I honestly think sitting in a blind over water in 105 degrees is way more difficult than spotting stock. Yes. Especially here. Because you may sit I've sat for fucking a week, 16 hours a day, and not had an antelope come in. And I know what you're thinking. What the fuck would you do that for, Jake? Because are you that stupid? You're that bad of a hunter that you would sit there. Yeah, well, I ended up killing a fucking antelope on that. I saw one antelope and killed it. But that's just how sometimes it works. I'm not going to do that this time. If they're not hitting, I'm going to fucking go do something else. But, anyway, yeah, that's kind of the plan. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with the podcast. We'll see. We'll see if I keep it going or not. As of right now, it's just going to be sporadic. And I'll jump on and... yeah, we'll just see what happens. I don't really give a shit, as you all know. So, I don't think I have anything more for you. I don't know. I've talked about everything I need to talk about. Is there anything going on? Nope. All right, well, that's the podcast. I'm out. I'm going to go scout and work today. You guys, get your asses back to fucking work.